Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catholino. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has assured support for upgrading the Naglan Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, NIMSAR, Kohima, into a super specialty institute for establishing a greenfield medical college at Nagaki City in Tsumukedima District. The assurance was given during a meeting with Naglan Health Minister P. Paiwang Konyak in New Delhi on Wednesday. During the meeting, Mr. Paiwang proposed the introduction of PG courses at NIMSAR from 2028 to address the shortage of specialist doctors in the state. He also sought the establishment of a greenfield medical college at AIIMS-like institute in Tsumukedima, a state cancer institute, upgradation of the state mental health institute into a center of excellence, and setting up of a state allied health professional institute in Kohima. The minister further urged the center to establish accident and trauma centers in the remaining 12 districts and continue the PM Abhim scheme to strengthen healthcare infrastructure in Nagaland. Nagaland's Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnong Konyak has expressed deep alarm and concern over the reported sexual assault of a minor in Dimapur. Condemning the incident in the strongest term, the MP stated that such heinous and inhuman acts have no place in a civilized society and must be collectively denounced by every responsible citizen. Ms. Pangnong further informed that she has spoken to the Commissioner of Police Dimapur and was apprised that the police have taken proactive cognizance of the matter and that progress is being made in the investigation. Emphasizing the importance of protecting the survivor, she stated that the identity, dignity, and rights of the minor must be safeguarded at all cost. The MP also asserted that crime against children can never be tolerated under any circumstances and called upon society to stand united in ensuring the safety, protection, and dignity of every child. A coordination meeting involving the Department of Planning and Transformation, IDEN, Roads and Bridges, and other state departments was held in Kohima yesterday with statistical advisor to the Ministry of Donor, Dharmveer Jha. The meeting reviewed various donor-funded projects and stressed faster implementation across Naglan. Mr. Jha appreciated the performance of IDEN and further officials to expedite the grounding of MOUs and infrastructure projects, especially NESIDS roads. He also directed all proposals to the Ministry of Donor should be routed through the planning department for proper monitoring and coordination. During the meeting, Principal Secretary and Development Commissioner Kikheto Sema highlighted the success of coffee plantation in Naglan, describing it as a major opportunity for increasing farmers' income and generating employment. Kohima Police has continued its sustained efforts in tracing and recovering lost and stolen mobile phones, reaffirming its commitment to public service and community-oriented policing. Through coordinated efforts over the past 1.5 months, Kohima Police successfully recovered a total of 29 lost and stolen mobile phones. Of these, 17 mobile phones, estimated to be worth around 3 lakh rupees, were handed over to their rightful owners yesterday at the South Police Station in Kohima. With the latest recovery, Kohima Police has successfully traced and returned a total of 36 mobile phones to citizens in recent months. Police informed that efforts are ongoing to trace and recover the remaining reported lost and stolen handsets, with all available leads being actively pursued. Police reiterated its commitment to safeguarding public property and urged citizens to promptly report cases of lost or stolen mobile phones at the nearest police station to enable timely tracing and recovery. And the Economics and Statistics Department will conduct a special drive for digitization of manual birth and death certificates for officers and staff of the Naglan Civil Secretariat Kohima from June 2nd to 4th at the Secretariat Complex Lobby. The drive will be held daily from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and also will cover certificates of spouses and children. The initiative aims to support seamless digital governance and create a secure digital database of legacy, birth and death records across Naglan. The department is targeting 100% digitization of all certificates in the states. Services during the drive will include registration of births and deaths, delayed registration, correction of certificate details for events occurring within Kohima, Kohimar Sadar. Further, assistance for the general public logging can be availed for all the districts. Officials and staff have been requested to cooperate by bringing original certificates and supporting documents during the scheduled period. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.